It's a conspiracy theory that I'm actually interested in.
Hi, everybody. My name is Vanessa Iconic, your host of Iconic Conspiracies, the podcast for any and all pop culture conspiracies. And today I am here with a topic that I have not yet covered. I think it's really exciting. You guys actually voted for it. It came second in my Twitter poll. I like this conspiracy. I like it a lot, actually. It's very interesting, and it's the conspiracy that Lena Morgana, an up-and-coming singer, was actually killed by Lady Gaga in order to advance her career. It's a very interesting theory, and there's also another little lesser-known theory that I also want to talk about a little bit, too, and it also actually links to this one. So I hope you'll stick around, but first, I just want to give you guys a few updates. Number one, I just want to get this out of the way. I'm actually going to make Iconic Conspiracies instead of an every second week thing. I'm going to make it a once a month thing, and it will come out every first Wednesday of the month. I'm a little disappointed to have to do this because I love doing this so much. Going back to school full time this summer, I know it's unfortunate, but it is what it is. So yeah, and I've also been thinking about pushing it back to once a month for a little while because that way I can definitely do a lot more research in my topic, a lot more than the 2 weeks would give me in having an entire month to do research. And I feel like it'll actually give my podcast a little bit more depth that it needs. I don't know, but I certainly feel good about this. I hope you guys will continue to tune in every first Wednesday of the month. So yeah, moving on, there's actually been two past episodes that have gotten some sort of update. So I'm going to get right into those. First of all is the Madonna coronavirus episode where I talked about how it was possible and that a lot of people were saying that she predicted the coronavirus and the Australian wildfires. Well, recently she has actually tested positive for coronavirus antibodies, meaning she has gotten the virus and obviously her immune system has passed it through. So good for her. Congratulations on that. But something interesting to consider is that she kind of really showed no symptoms. And during a lot of the coronavirus, like the whole thing, she was kind of like very, very public and posting a lot on her Instagram. Like she was going insane. And there was not really any sort of, I want to say, known symptoms that she was sort of exhibiting in any of those multiple videos, which is a little bit strange. But like, I don't know. It's very interesting. It's very interesting how she tested positive for antibodies. Is it possible that she knew about it and was like, let me get this quickly before it mutates? Who knows? Who knows? It's a weird conspiracy, but like, I love it. And this sort of adds like a new level to it. What level does it add? I don't really know. But I feel like it just sort of is going to add something and add a lot of more different viewpoints to this whole thing. Like, I feel like, well, if they haven't heard about it now, they're going to hear a little bit about it now, possibly. And honestly, the more crazy people researching, the more the more information we can find, guys. It's that simple. Now, some of this is firsthand detective work here, you guys. So a few of you actually DM'd me this past week and said, hey, Paula Abdul went live on Instagram. And of course, everyone was like, girl, let's go. We got some investigating to do. And so, of course, everybody was like, girl, what about the plane crash in the comments? And we didn't think that she was going to respond, but she did, you guys. And she actually named a few people who were allegedly in the plane crash. Now, a certain name was said, Marty Hom, that a lot of people actually recognized because he was recently the tour manager of Fleetwood Mac's tour. Now, if you don't know me, I love Fleetwood Mac so much. And I have a lot of friends who are really, really into Fleetwood Mac as well. And so when we heard that name, everybody was like, oh my God, no way. And so somebody who actually knew Marty's fiance reached out to her and said, hey, what do you think of Paula Abdul's plane crash? And she said in the DM to her, like, oh my God, like, there's no record of it happening. Like, what do you think? And she just replied with, lol. Or not lol, LMAO. My bad. And it was really funny to me because, like, what does this add? Again, not really anything, but I feel like she would be like, oh yeah, the plane crash happened if she was the fiance to him and he was in this alleged plane crash with Paula. It's a little bit weird, a little bit suspicious, a little bit suspect. Now, as always, if anything else sort of comes through, I will of course update you guys on the next episode, and I will also do it in a more timely manner on my Twitter, which is Iconic Conspiracies. The at is Iconic, I-C-O-N-I-C-C-O-N-S-P-R-C-Y. There you go. And my Instagram is also Vanessa Iconic. So now that everything else has been gotten out of the way and covered, we are now on to our main topic, which is the conspiracy theory that Lady Gaga killed Lena Morgana in order to further her own career. Now, Lady Gaga's career has certainly been filled with accusations of stealing from other artists and lacking integrity, shall I say. So her stealing from somebody isn't really a far-fetched idea. However, her killing somebody may possibly be. And of course, I would just like to make a disclaimer real quickly that what I am saying is simply speculation and that there's no real facts surrounding this. It's just pure speculation on behalf of many people who were like, hey, what's up with that? So yeah, what I'm saying, there can be some truth behind it, but there's no complete truth behind it. Like, I don't know, like I need to like find an official disclaimer to officially cover my ass from this, okay? So yeah, moving on. Lena Morgana was actually a singer-songwriter and aspiring model in New York around the same time before Lady Gaga really became Lady Gaga and was, you know, performing as who she is now. Back in this time, Lady Gaga was simply known as Stefani, and she was kind of touring, not really touring, but kind of performing at the same sort of bar club circuits together. They were both very known figures in their, like, respective sort of corners of New York, and they actually wrote two songs together, Spin You Around and Wonderland, which were originally Lena Morgana's songs that were written by both Lena and Lady Gaga. Now, I know probably at this point, a few of you are like, oh, like, why have I not heard of her if she's collaborated with Lady Gaga and has done all of this? Well, that's because, unfortunately, on October 4th, 2008, at the age of 19, Lena had tragically been found dead of a supposed suicide after having jumped from the roof of a 10-story hotel in Staten Island. Now, there's been certainly a lot of speculation on what really happened in those last few hours, and some people were saying that she was murdered by Lady Gaga. However, I did some math, I did some research, and Lady Gaga was actually in LA the day of her death at a party. I believe it was for Perez Hilton, but nonetheless, she was not in New York. And now, this is where it starts to get a little bit crazy. So, some people were saying that it could have possibly been her abusive ex-boyfriend. This is Lena's, of course, speaking. And a lot of people have sort of stated that, oh, if you take a look at Lady Gaga's video for Paparazzi, in the beginning, you see a girl who is portrayed by Lady Gaga in this music video, pushed by her boyfriend off of a building. Now, after that in the music video, you see a quick shot of a crime scene, which is sort of hinted to be the aftermath of what happened when she was pushed off the balcony. And it's a very sort of gory, like you... It's pretty much implied that she dies, but then she comes back in a wheelchair and stuff like that. But some people have said that maybe this is her way of sort of saying that she was involved or knew of the murder of Lena Morgana, which is a little bit, you know, sketchy. But also, it's a little bit weird to have made this video in the first place because she was actually somewhat close to Lena Morgana and had worked with her and was allegedly supposed to be a backup dancer for Lena. So why she would sort of create a similar scenario to her death is a very strange thing. And now Lady Gaga actually has not spoken of Lena Morgana ever. Like, if you look up Lady Gaga on Lena Morgana, well, you're probably going to find a few conspiracy articles, but that's it. You're not going to find her speaking of her or saying, oh yeah, she was an inspiration, or oh, I lost her, like she was a good friend of mine. No, but a lot of people have said that there's a lot of similarities between what Lena Morgana did and what Lady Gaga did as a performer. And she didn't really become famous until 2009, which was after Lena's death. And now, while it was officially ruled as a suicide, the hotel was sued for wrongful death in 2015. And Lena Morgana's family actually have put forward on her website that, and I quote, "We understand your questionings and assumptions for the cause of death because her family has kept silence for so long. Please try to understand Lena's mother, who is struggling with grief. The shock of losing her daughter shut her down. I can tell you one thing right now. We, Lena's family, do not believe that she had an intention to die. We as a family do not believe that Lena committed suicide." There was also apparent eyewitnesses of Lena on the rooftop of the hotel earlier that day before she fell to her death, saying that she was very happy and she was like dancing on the rooftop and they didn't really see it coming. Now, I get that suicide is a very hard topic to talk about, and a lot of people who do suffer from mental illnesses oftentimes do suffer in silence. So I understand sort of some of the denial behind her family and sort of people who have met her, friends, family, etc., and stuff like that. But this is a strange thing for me because as much as I do want to say, oh, like maybe it wasn't suicide, like there was no footage at all. So like we don't know who she was with in her final hours. Like we don't know if this had be something that was planned, and the way she died could be sort of interpreted as somebody killing somebody and somebody killing themselves. It's a very, like, if you were pushed off a building and fell to your death, it could easily be ruled as a suicide. But if you do commit suicide and jump off a building, it could very easily be ruled as a murder if someone else was there with maybe intention to, you know, kill you. But with the subsequent rise of Lady Gaga after the death of Lena Morgana, it was certainly rumored that she sort of had some sort of part in it as a sort of Illuminati-esque. That's right, Illuminati. We're bringing up Illuminati this episode. Yeah, I know, I'm surprised it's taken me this long to get to it, but yeah. People have said that it's an Illuminati ritual to sacrifice somebody in order for your own rise to fame. And people are saying that Lady Gaga would have had a hand in it in order to have her rise to fame. Now, there was also quite a bit of speculation that she was murdered by her ex-boyfriend, who was abusive, and that he pushed her off the hotel, which again was portrayed in the video for Paparazzi by Lady Gaga. However, if there's sort of any truth to that whole Illuminati thing, and also the theory about the ex-boyfriend killing Lena Morgana, then my whole sort of thing is, how are they connected? Because I wouldn't really think of Lady Gaga as somebody to be connected to an ex-boyfriend of a friend, especially if he was abusive. It just doesn't make sense to me. It's very strange. Also, the whole ex-boyfriend at the hotel, who was the one who murdered her, is also, again, just pure speculation on behalf of fans, people who knew her. It's, I don't know, like, it's very dodgy, and there's not a lot known about it. And now, there's also been a lot of people saying that her death is actually being covered up, and that news outlets that have previously reported on her death have actually removed the articles. Now, many people have said that there's a lot about Lena that has been taken down from the internet. Morgana's Wikipedia actually has been referred to other people on old web forum, but it no longer exists. Now, I'm not even gonna lie, a lot of the information that I get is speculation from certain online forums on this episode. Other episodes, I usually go through legitimate sources, or as legitimate as I can possibly find, but this episode, a lot of this is pure speculation, and it is a lot of the time on behalf of fans and such like that. And so they're on these web forums, and they're speculating, and they're saying stuff like, oh, like her Wikipedia page no longer exists. News reports of her suicide had been wiped. Like, if you look up Lena Morgana suicide, the only thing you'll see is the sort of Lena Morgana Lady Gaga thing. And it just, I don't know, the whole thing seems suspicious. It seems like there is some sort of cover-up. And it's just, it's very suspect. Like, if she didn't die under mysterious circumstances, why was a hotel sued for her wrongful death? And by the way, I went to go look up that court document in the New York court system, and it also doesn't exist anymore. I've found several pages linking to it, but they just show up a 404, as in the document is no longer found. It's very weird. It seems that everything regarding her is sort of being wiped, even the New York court system. Now, this doesn't really seem like it would be that hard of a thing to do, because Lady Gaga is, you know, she's Lady Gaga. She has tons of money. She's come from money too. So it's not like she had a poor upbringing. She went to school in a very, very wealthy, well, she went to school with freaking Nicole Richie, okay? That's sort of where she came from. Money. Now, while there are several theories regarding her death, there's actually one theory that also sort of circulated around these forums at this time, stating that Morgana could actually be living incognito, and they actually reference MK Ultra and the sort of mind control by the CIA thing, which I think is really weird, and it sort of is uncalled for, and I don't really understand why she would be under, like, mind control if she's simply an up-and-coming star. And she was very young. She was 19 years old. That's, oh girl, that's young. Anyways, the user actually stated that the advances of reconstructive surgery and mind control MK Ultra make it easy to change one's appearance and persona. But many other users in the forum who were obviously, investigating this confirmed death of Lena Morgana were like, girl, you're crazy. You're one of those people that think the CIA are like listening to your thought through like your computer or your headphones. And a lot of people were like, find a new hobby, because I mean, to me, that theory is just plain stupid. So on top of a lot of the other crazy things that have been happening in this theory already, in 2010, Yana Morgana, Lena's mother, actually went forward to the New York Post, and it was then further published in quite a few news outlets such as Fox News and Forbes. By the way, the original New York Post article was also deleted, which was weird.
However, it's on the Internet Archive, so we're in luck today. So this is pretty much the first place where Yana, Lena's mother, came forward and started to say, Lady Gaga copied the act of my daughter. And so in this article, she goes on to say that her daughter was the one who inspired Lady Gaga to be a star and wants to give her daughter some of the credit due. And she goes on later in the article and says, I'm doing this because I want to keep her spirit alive. Then goes on to say, and I quote, Lady Gaga is holding Lena's soul and I want her soul to be free. And now it goes on to say that they were introduced by a music producer in New Jersey, and that's where they met. And from there, they just sort of collaborated together and worked together on music. Now, Yana actually does go on in this article to say about how Lena had a hard life. She immigrated from Russia at a young age with her family, and people would make fun of her because she was different, and she grew up with a single mother. And Yana actually does say Gaga even adopted the dark aspects of Lena's persona, and she pretty much is saying that she just straight up stole her daughter's act and her daughter's everything. She literally said she's holding her soul captive. Like, that's, girl. That sentence is just, it's kind of haunting, to be honest. Now, allegedly, during these collaborations, there was a bunch of recorded material from Lena that was also done with Lady Gaga that were never really released. Apparently, one of the songs, Wonderland, has made it to YouTube and MySpace back in the day. So apparently Gaga did work on that one. But there's apparently a ton of other material that is yet to be released that the two of them worked on. And Yana actually said that it was possible that during this time, her daughter's fashion style, performance techniques, dramatic stagecraft were influences to Gaga. Yana actually did go on and made a video. I believe she posted it on YouTube. I think it's now taken down, but I know TMZ has a copy of it. And I watched the video. Definitely some similarities between some of the outfits and some of the performances that Gaga has done and some of the things that Lena has done, but a few of them, they're kind of reaches. Like, a few of them will be like both of them in lingerie that looks completely different and they're doing different poses, but some of it is kind of like, oh shit, like she totally stole this. And I mean, we all know Lady Gaga's a thief, so like, who's surprised? Not me.
Now, Lady Gaga copying people, I mean, obviously you've heard that before. Look up Lady Gaga copying and you will find so many results. She's been sued by people. She has blatantly ripped people off. I mean, literally, if you look it up, you'll find like Madonna, Cher, Grace Jones, all legends, David Bowie, that she's just ripping off and using their tactics to further her career. Now, her stealing credit from an unknown artist, that, you know, it's pretty believable considering, you know, she'd rip off these huge mega celebrities and stars. So, I mean, her ripping people off that, you know, are unknown so that maybe she'll be seen as the slightest bit original is, you know, nothing to her. And honestly, not even gonna lie, I used to really like Lady Gaga. I used to love her music. Her music is still on my playlist, but I don't think she's done anything really good since Art Pop. Sorry. Maybe Chromatica will be different. Really, so far, the only thing I've liked was that leaked snippet of Babylon. And that's only because it literally sounds exactly like David Bowie's Fame, which I love. The lyrics, from what I've heard, they're bad, but the music is nice, and I like it. So, I don't know. I'm not putting the leak in here because I know that shit will get taken down immediately, but you can look it up. It's all over the place. You can DM me. I have it. No, but okay, back on track. Watching the video that was posted by TMZ, you can certainly see that there was quite a few looks that were taken from Lena by Gaga. First of all, which is, I want to say something that I remember, is that Lady Gaga would have that like blonde wig with the bangs and had that like sort of, it was like a bodysuit, but it was like a silk bodysuit with like a hood and it was like a bright red. Now, in that video, there is a photo of Lena wearing pretty much, it's only from like the head up, but it looks exactly the same, like exactly the same color, exactly the same material. And it's like, girl, come on now. Also in the video is a photo of Lena that looks very similar to the alternate The Fame Monster cover, which is the cover with Gaga with the brown black wig. She has like black mascara tears running down her like eye, and the other one is covered. Well, there's a very similar photo of Lena in which one of her eyes is covered, and it's the one with the like mascara tears. So you can just barely like make out that it's there. And there's also like, it looks like sort of eyeliner running down sort of her bottom lip connecting to her chin. It's a very similar look. And it's also a black and white photo as well, which is probably why Lady Gaga doesn't really use that Fame Monster cover anymore. I don't know. I remember seeing it around. But now when I go to Spotify, I don't use Apple Music. If somebody who uses Apple Music could be like, hey girl, this one is on it, I'll be like, oh, interesting. But I'm pretty sure that she just uses the blonde wig one, which is where she's like covering her mouth with like a jacket. Now in researching the Lena Morgana conspiracy, I actually found a similar conspiracy about Lou Reed and Lady Gaga. Now, I want you guys to take this one especially with a grain of salt, because while the Lena one did originate on different web forums, this one originated from a website called Hard Dawn, which I will put in quotes as a news site. Now, this website has about six different, I want to say, news categories, and there's a photo on this news category. On this news site of a man shirtless with a machine gun that kind of looks like a dick, not even gonna lie. And there's like a sparkle around it. It's weird. Now, the six categories on this website are hashtag Trump truth, degenerate culture, radical atheism, lies of, quote, big science, quote, homosexual agenda, and the marijuana menace. Now, this is literally where the theory originates from. So obviously these people, they really, I guess, don't have much to do with their time. They really don't have any hobbies, so they're just doing this. But in the article, I really did think that it was a little bit, they actually made a few points. I'm going to start with the first point being that many of the tracks on her album Art Pop actually correlate directly with many of the greatest hits of the Velvet Underground. And for those who don't know who Lou Reed is, he actually was a pretty well-known like musician. He was in the Velvet Underground, which was a experimental 60s band that was actually put together by Andy Warhol. So yeah, it was, I love him. I mean, him as a soloist, he really made some good albums, but he made some ones that were really critically panned. I think it was Lulu with Metallica that everybody fucking hated. Like, everyone was like, this is a piece of garbage. And there's a ton of albums that he made that were critically panned. But a lot of the Velvet Underground stuff was highly critically acclaimed, and many artists to this day still use it as inspiration, and Lady Gaga is just one of them. Now, the website actually goes on to claim many of the tracks in Art Pop correlate directly with the greatest hits of the Velvet Underground, such as Gaga's song Dope on Art Pop, which was meant to be the new millennium's version of Reed's Heroin. Walk on the Wild Side was re-envisioned as Lady Gaga's GUY. I love that song. I love both of those songs. The slow and sensual femme fatale about socialite and fashion icon Eddie Sedgwick became the fast-paced and lyrically vapid Donatella about the Versace designer. In one of the strangest adaptations, I'll Be Your Mirror with Nico's slender vocals became the post-feminist anthem Manicure. While both use a women's intimate moments as their starting point, they veer off in wildly conflicting directions. Art Pop, most commercially successful track, Applause, has a casual relationship to Reed's I'm Waiting for the Man. However, Gaga's opening verse of I Stand Here Waiting for You to Bang the Gong is about an expectation of fame rather than the anticipation of a packet of heroin as, you know, I'm waiting for the man. Actually, it's I'm waiting for my man, so this article fucked it up. The difference is telling, for Applause reveals a self-conscious that Lou Reed would loathe to express. And so pretty much, apparently, according to this website, I haven't really found any sources elsewhere, and of course, I really don't think that this website is really the be-all end-all, as right next to it is a photo of somebody holding what looks like a bag of lettuce with a danger crime scene. They're like passed out holding it, and it says in a really, really shitty font, how will your kids learn about the dangers of marijuana? Above it is also www.stopmasturbationnow.org advertisements. So, again, this is the one that I would take with a very heavy grain of salt. But I do agree that there are some aspects of Art Pop that were very heavily influenced by Lou Reed and The Velvet Underground. And I'm actually starting to agree a little bit with some of the comparisons between the Velvet Underground tracks and Lou Reed tracks and the tracks on Art Pop. Maybe that's why that's my favorite album from Gaga. I love The Velvet Underground. So now, the website says that the early tracks were cut and then sent to Lou Reed in November of 2012, according to current and former members of Gaga's inner circle. She was expecting support from the aging rock star. Instead, he responded with a month of deafening silence. When Reed finally chose to communicate, it was directly with Troy Carter. I just looked him up because there's no really previous mention of him, and I take it that he is her manager because he's a music manager according to Wikipedia. Okay, moving on. When he finally did choose to communicate, his message said, "I have no further interest in any involvement." Now, apparently, this was allegedly kept secret from Lady Gaga at first, as people thought that it might derail her and her creative process. Ha, creative process. They'd already invested a shit ton of money in this album, so they're like, let's try and get this off the ground first. So in the first few months of 2013, this is when their dynamic allegedly became a whole crisis. Reed had privately expressed disdain for the tracks he had heard, and word eventually found its way back to Gaga. Late one night in March, Gaga phoned Reed's Southampton residence directly, and surprisingly, he answered the phone. While the specifics of the conversation is not known, it is rumored to have been filled with accusations of plagiarism and a great deal of invective. I just looked it up because, to be completely honest, I've never heard that word. So invective is a noun, and it is something that is insulting, abusive, or highly critical language. Damn, Ma, they really took out the... They got the thesaurus out and was like, let's write this article. They are not playing around. Now, apparently, this did not dissuade Gaga. She continued to return to the studio and put forth the finishing touches on what was meant to be Art Pop's centerpiece, Venus, the love ballad with a strange meditation to The Velvet Underground's Venus in Furs, which itself was inspired by a groundbreaking work of fiction with the same name. From what I've heard, it was interesting. Venus in Furs is about, I believe, a dominatrix. So, yeah. When Venus was delivered as sort of a peace offering, Lou Reed was outraged. Among friends, he openly expressed his conviction that Lady Gaga was incapable of grasping what made the Velvet Underground so transgressive. In conversations with the manager, CEO, he made it known that he would publicly denounce Art Pop and would also pursue legal action if the album was released with songs like Venus and Dope intact. In nearly every discussion, the word he used to describe Gaga's work was, quote, nauseating. He went in, if this is a real article. He really said, fuck you, girl. I don't want anything to do with this album. And I mean, it's a good album, but it is in no way, shape, or form in any way a Velvet Underground album. She tried it. I know what you guys are thinking. Why would Gaga be so pressed that Lou Reed didn't like her album? Well, apparently... The article goes on to say that she had a private obsession with Lou Reed, and her public feuds with celebrities such as Katy Perry and Adele had caused fans to abandon her. So she felt that her peers leaving her and abandoning her would have the critics treat her more harshly. And at this point, it was also known that a lot of the tabloids were saying that Gaga should just be like taking time off and maybe refocus her work, because what was going on right now wasn't... So according to Metacritic, the Art Pop album wasn't really critically acclaimed. It had a critic score of 61, which is okay, but it's not that great. Going back to the whole Lou Reed thing, which to me is crazy, but makes a little bit of sense. So apparently a former friend of Gaga's said that she became fixated on Reed's insults, repeating the word nauseating to herself again and again. Reed's public declarations that Kanye West was a true musical revolutionary of his generation further undermined Gaga's psyche. According to one former studio employee, this is when the pop singer's behavior turned vengeful. It was alarming enough that music executives at Universal became concerned. Now, in May, a summit was held in a private suite at the Peninsula Hotel in New York City. Gaga, Troy Carter, and Jimmy Iovine, head of Interscope, were all present. Iovine had heard rumors that Reed would be entering the Cleveland Clinic for a liver transplant, and that offered them a unique opportunity. Collectively, three had agreed that the time had finally come to terminate with prejudice the Reed situation. And now, this is where it gets weird. They talk a little bit about the Illuminati, and they talk about the hospital where Reed was admitted is located in the hometown of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, founded by two noted Illuminati leaders and designed with heavy occult symbolism. Okay. I don't know. It's really weird. Like, it's like, I don't know. Like, I don't like talking about Illuminati stuff because I don't really believe it. I think it's very far-fetched. Is there a possibility of a secret society? Maybe so. But do I think that they would be this blatant in putting all this symbolism everywhere? I mean, it's a secret society for a reason. You don't want it to be an unsecret society. Because if it's an unsecret society, then what's the point in having a secret society? It just doesn't make any sense. Now, to me, this is just a funny story. Like, it doesn't make sense. Do I believe that Lou Reed was like, I don't fucking like this Lady Gaga album? Yeah, actually, I do. Makes sense for him not to. Like, I feel like he would be like, I actually don't give a shit. It's a stupid album and I'm not going to listen to it. Like, that sounds like something he would say. Now, back to the story. It was there at the Cleveland Clinic that an unknown individual proceeded with the, quote, termination with prejudice, quote, plan using polonium. Now, polonium is a deadly radioactive element that has been linked to the murder of such figures such as Yasser Arafat and Alexander Litvinenko, a critic of Russian leader Vladimir Putin. It is a favorite poison of assassins due to the fact that it is nearly impossible to stop when once introduced to the human bloodstream. Because it may take weeks or even months to kill, it can be very difficult to trace back to its point of contact. Specifically, polonium causes liver failure, which is precisely how Lou Reed died. By most estimates, polonium was likely injected into Reed's IV drip as he was recuperating from surgery at the clinic in May. There was a brief police report from Cleveland's 323rd precinct recording suspicion of breaking and entering at the hospital on the same day. Some medical garb was stolen and the computer security system was tampered with. However, nothing was found stolen or disrupted. There was no follow-up by the investigators. Doctors noted at the time that Lou Reed was sure to make a full recovery. The rocker himself announced that his surgery had been a triumph of modern medicine, physics, and chemistry, and that he was now bigger and stronger than ever. Now, within a month, within his stay in Cleveland, however, Reed's health began to mysteriously deteriorate. By August, the rocker's touring schedule had been scaled back dramatically, and in September, he canceled numerous events. By October, the damage the polonium was causing to Reed's internal organs has been apparent. He made no further appearances. It is not known if the rock legend was aware in his final days that he had been poisoned, but it would have made little difference at this point. Lou Reed died shortly after, on October 27, 2013, at his home in Southampton, New York. Lou Reed's death had an immediate effect on Lady Gaga and her organization. An ambitious Warholian performance was immediately scheduled the next night on the British talent show The X Factor. Gaga introduced Venus, her homage to the Velvet Underground's Venus and Furs. Gaga also pushed up the release date of her album Art Pops by weeks to offset the coming flood of Reed obituaries and the predictable hand-wringing over the current state of the avant-garde music in today. Well, that article was something. And again, this is where the theory originated, and pretty much any other theories of this are all citing this one article, which again, I told you, is from a, quote, news site that is literally, like, I would say insane. Like, they just going out here, and I'm not trying to discount them, but I mean, if one of your news categories is hashtag Trump truth, then maybe reconsider your validity as a news site. Also, I don't know if I mentioned it before, but just in case I didn't, the website is called harddon.com. Please don't visit it. I don't think you should give it its click. It's been linked elsewhere, and I pretty much just read out the article. I think it's very far-fetched. I think that it's a little insane. I mean, it does look a little bit suspicious, but at the time, like, before his death, Lou Reed was, like, an elderly man who got a liver transplant. And I mean, Lou Reed was 71 when he died. He was 71 when he got the liver transplant as well. So, I mean, regarding the liver transplant, he had suffered from hepatitis and diabetes. He also developed liver cancer, so he got this liver transplant in order to, you know, maybe not die from it. However, after on his website, he wrote of feeling bigger and stronger, but passed on October 27th, 2013, when he died of liver disease. Now, I mean, that could just be from the new liver being like, hey, girl, what's up in his body? And then them being like, girl, nice try. We're diseased up in here. I don't know how anything works medically. I'm not a doctor. I'm just doing my best to explain liver disease on a podcast about pop culture conspiracies. Now, I think, what do I think about this whole issue? Well, personally speaking, do I think Lady Gaga is a murderer? No. Do I think she killed Lou Reed? No. Do I think she sent somebody to kill Lou Reed? No. I think he died of natural causes. I mean, you could be feeling great after surgery and after recuperation and die later because your body rejects the transplant. It's just, it can happen. I don't think that he was murdered by polonium, nonetheless. Like, how the fuck are you gonna get polonium? I mean, I know that these are powerful people, but polonium is a controlled substance. Why do you think all the Russian people are like, oh, let me die of polonium poisoning?
poisoning for speaking out against our leader because they're powerful people and they are the ones who have the access to polonium. These people have money. They don't exactly have power. They aren't political leaders. They don't really control policy. I don't know how hard it is to get polonium in the United States, but I would assume that it would be pretty hard to get, as all, you know, radioactive substances usually are. Now, do I think that Lady Gaga used Lou Reed and the Velvet Underground as an inspiration for her album Art Pop? Actually, yes, I do. They made some points in that article, and some points were that there's a lot of comparisons between Velvet Underground and Lou Reed's songs and Lady Gaga's songs on Art Pop. Now, do I believe that Lady Gaga killed Lena Morgana? No, she was actually on a party. I previously stated that I don't believe that she killed her or was involved in a possible murder. I do think that it unfortunately was a suicide. It's a very tragic thing for many people, but you know what? It happens. And people may not want to consider that, you know, their loved ones were in pain like that and chose to suffer in silence. So many people were possibly at this time saying, I don't want to believe that. Instead of, I don't believe she was murdered, it was more so, or not, I don't believe she was murdered, I don't believe she killed herself. It was more so of an, I don't want to believe that she was murdered. I mean, I don't want to believe that she killed herself. It's very tragic, but you know what? That's just somewhat the way it is. Now, as I previously said, I do think that she killed herself, and it is unfortunate because she was a rising star, and she was a very talented and very creative individual. Now, do I believe that Lady Gaga stole from her? Yes. She's definitely stolen outfits, stolen looks, stolen sounds. She lacks artistic integrity as an artist. At this point, she's just a light pop star of whoever she wants to imitate. She's a great imitator, but that's about it. She's not very unique. There, I said it. Do I like some Lady Gaga's music? Yes. Is it probably because she steals from other artists that I like? Yeah, honestly, yeah. Like, her music isn't really that groundbreaking. Her music videos weren't really that groundbreaking either because other people did what she was doing first. And I really think that the paparazzi video, which I previously talked about, which sort of possibly had links to Lena Morgana, and the theory that she was killed by her abusive ex-boyfriends as a little bit strange. Like, if you had a friend that died under somewhat mysterious circumstances, and one of the alleged theories was that she was pushed off of a balcony or rooftop by her ex-boyfriend, I certainly wouldn't be putting that in a music video. If I simply known her as an acquaintance or knew her as a best friend, like, that's just such a weird thing to do. And, like, on top of all of that, one of Lena Morgana's ex-boyfriends also did speak out about Lady Gaga, and he actually had this to say, that he was actually stunned the first time he saw a Lady Gaga music video, and he said that it was, quote, the same style, same look, same music, same voice, same jawline, the same way they express themselves. And he said it was like, is that Lena? It was so, so shocking. It was like looking at a ghost. And these are people who obviously really knew her as an artist, as a performer, and as a person. And they were saying that Gaga just completely ripped her off. And I mean, Lena's mother literally said, I'm doing this because I want to keep her spirit alive. Lady Gaga is holding Lena's soul, and I want her soul to be free. And that is just, to me, a very haunting thing. And honestly, I think that's it for this episode. To sum it up, I don't believe that Lady Gaga killed anybody, but I do believe that Lady Gaga is a freaking thief. She is an art thief, and she is stealing people's art and stealing people's creativity and people's originality and trying to pan it off as her own, which is just not what's going on. Like, I do like Lady Gaga as a musician. Well, kind of. I haven't really liked any of her albums that she put out after Art Pop, but am I looking forward to her new album? I'm probably gonna stream it. I might like a few songs. Who knows? But keeping in mind, she doesn't really have an original bone in her body. So I just wonder, who is she gonna rip off next? Oh, that sounds so bad. But no, like, honestly, there's so many comparisons between what she does and what other artists do that it's kind of scary, and it just kind of proves that she is a thief. She's stolen from Lou Reed, she's stolen from Madonna, she's stolen from Cher, she's stolen from Grace Jones, David Bowie, Lena Morgana, and the list goes on. It goes on and on and on. People just, I don't know. It's a really weird thing because it's, like, conflicting because it's, like, I like Lady Gaga's music, but I don't like her really as a person. Like, I don't feel like she has a lot of creative integrity, which is something that I look for in people that I like to listen to. Like, it's just, I like originality. And Lady Gaga just lacks that. Anyways, thank you so much for watching. As always, my name is Vanessa Iconic. You can find me on Twitter and on Instagram. My Instagram is Vanessa Iconic, and my Twitter is Iconic, C-O-N-S-P-R-C-Y. You can also look up Iconic Conspiracies, and you'll probably find the account as well. And as always, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I would love to hear what you guys think. So if you would like to reach out to me on any of those socials, please do. I love to hear your opinion on things, and I also have a lot of different voting on those socials for like what you'd like to hear from next, and I'm always looking for suggestions. Now, as always, thank you again, and I hope you guys all have a wonderful month of May as much as you can while we're still in quarantine. I don't know how long this is going to go on for, but keep busy, everybody, and thank you for watching.